Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Start the feeling.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's stupid Tuesday. Arr. Get her done Tuesday. Although it is Tattoo Day, and I do have a tattoo story today. Mm. Whenever I find one on Tuesday, I know it's meant to be. But that's coming up later. Right now, I want to talk about this. Another Alice escape with J-Lo.
Watch that booty
My
shake.
My love don't cost a thing.
That's nice.
That's a booty shake right there.
That was
there.
Good. I was the only one that got to see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you guys missed out.
Sorry about it.
It's bootylicious.
As I look at the camera and go, no.
Are you
that'll
kidding?
That'll somehow.
Bob has a camera right behind her. We're going to have that on the show later today.
There we go.
Your moves. It's the ass cam.
Your moves are bootylicious.
Just going to check real quick. Make sure you're lying.
Sarah's cam.
I like it.
I love it too.
It's wonderful. Mm. All this week, listen to Janie. In the afternoon at 6:05, she'll have a code word for you. You text that to our contest line, which is 20357, and you'll be in the running to win a pair of tickets to see J-Lo up all night. Jennifer Lopez up all night live in Las Vegas. It's coming up March 13th. It's a ways off. You know, make your plans. And it's, let's see, March 13th at the Coliseum, a two-night hotel stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino. And round trip airfare for you and a guest. Isn't the Flamingo like one of the original casinos on the Strip?
It's an old one, that's for sure. But I don't know if it's been rebuilt or not.
Well, sure, right? Everything's been rebuilt out there. Anyway, this is all courtesy of Live Nation. We're really excited to send you on this. So be listening for your chance. 6:05 with Janie all this week. I wanted to mention, Vinny, you and I, we love books. We love reading. I like to think everybody does. I mean, to me, sometimes as I, especially as I get older in life, like I have a million things I want to do in my life. Like so many things that would be so fun to do or places that would
still?
Be, of course, and places that would be incredible to visit and go and just like things that you like other lives to live. But you really don't get that in life. You get, you know, you get your life and you do what you can with it. And that is one of the things I love the most about books. Like I read some historical fiction sometimes. And just to think this one I was reading recently, this lady inherits a castle and she's like going to fix it up. I'm like, oh, my God, it's porn. This is amazing. And so it's just super fun. And I read like a ton of sci-fi. I love sort of space travel and other planets and like what could happen there. And what I'm reading right now is those murder bot books. There's, and I didn't know about these, but on Apple TV, Apple TV Plus or whatever it's called, there is a show called Murderbot. And I look at it, I'm like, oh, that's Alexander Skarsgård, who I am in love with. And he's got like a spring coming out of his neck and he's the face of the Murderbot. So, and then it says, as I'm starting the first episode with John a few weeks ago, it's like, it's based on a book and, or based on a series of books. So we watched the first episode. I'm like, this is amazing. And I go and I start, and I'm like, we stopped watching and I went and started reading the books. And I just want to say, I love them. Like, they're interesting, they're ponderous, and we are here at the brink of AI. We're like, yes, AI's worked into our ways in a lot of ways that we're not even all that aware of. But the whole, like, computer becomes self-aware and sentient thing is maybe coming our way. And this is a, such a cool depiction of what could happen. It's really good. It's I think it's called the murder. The books are called like the Murderbot Diaries, and each one has a different title. But the first one is Murderbot, and they're short. They're not super long. I'm plowing right through them, and I just want to say I recommend them. And then I'm going to go back and watch the show, which has
I'm watching the show.
Oh, and how far into are you caught up?
I think I like maybe one or two episodes I haven't seen, but it's great. It's very entertaining. I love him. He's just
great in this too.
He is. It's so funny because. He just has, you know, his, a lot of it's his internal thoughts, and,
yes.
and they're nasty sometimes, you know, so.
But it's also that this is a machine that has biological components, like there has a face, it has a brain, but it's, you know, also completely integrated with this sort of robot body thing that's going on. And he's got mental health issues. Like he's
the robot does
got major anxiety because he's also. His body parts have been cloned from a human and he's dealing with not having this outer shell on him anymore. And here he, like, he's never shown his face to anybody. He's been a murder bot the whole time. He's a security unit and he's,
wait,
he's got human feelings.
So
he's
these
got,
guys just kill people.
You'd have to watch it. They don't really, they're like hired security. They're robots, but they have a ton of biological material in them. They're sort of built off of a cloned human body.
But they are real good at killing.
But they're great at killing. And
but we got to worry about the mental health of the robots, too?
Yeah.
Well,
Jesus
Christ.
Well, that's part of the deal is that he knows that he's sentient and, like, knows what's... But the people don't. So they think he's just a robot. And meanwhile, he's got this whole stream of thoughts going. Yeah. He watches
well, that
streaming.
Wasn't very nice. They could have been more polite.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Get out of here!
Yes, it's really good. It's such a cool thing to ponder.
And he's addicted to TV.
He... is crazy for the, they call them the streams, right?
Yeah,
the feed.
Streaming
the streams
TV,
of feed.
Yeah.
He is so hungry for like dumb, sort of telenovela style.
Yeah.
And he loves sci-fi stories. Like he's so crazy, but his, because he can consume media at a rate so far faster than any human could, he has to, every time he gets anywhere, he's like trying to just dump as much media into his system as he possibly can. And as the book goes on, because we're only sort of in the first one in this, in the Apple TV Plus thing, we're talking about a show called Murderbot. That's an Apple TV Plus show, stars Alexander Skarsgård. That it looks to me like that this first season of it is this first little book. And I, by little, I mean, it's, there's like long, short stories, each one of these different episodes, because he's moved on from that in this second book.
And the good thing, Vin, is it's a shorter show. It's like 34 minutes. So it's not one you have to like commit an hour to.
And it's
to
funny.
Watch.
It's actually a comedy.
It moves really fast. So yeah.
I think weird I like that it. I haven't heard of the books and the, it's already a TV show,
yeah,
but that's
I've
cool.
I've never heard of the books. And I'm super, as soon as I saw it was, I'm like, oh, this is good. Let's stop watching it and I'll read it. I love that. Do you ever read The Expanse? All those? That's also another good one that was like, the show started, I started watching the show, found out it was a book and went, oh my God, and those are epic. Those are not short stories. Okay, anyway, blah, 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 blah. Murderbot, everybody. It's good. If you're not going to watch it, get the books. King of the Hill actor Jonathan Joss was shot and killed by his neighbor. This is not a happy story at all, and it's full on hate crime stuff, like someone who got basically tortured by neighbors. This guy... Jonathan Joss died Sunday night after being shot by his neighbor outside the remains of his home in San Antonio. He is a 59-year-old man. He was the voice of John Redcorn on King of the Hill, and he also played Chief Ken Hotate, I think the guy's name.
On Parks and Rec?
Yes, on Parks
yeah.
and Rec.
Oh, yeah.
He's an actor. He's a voiceover guy.
He lives in Texas.
He does live in Texas,
okay.
Or did live in Texas. Josh has a husband named Tristan. He was a gay man. And Tristan gave his side of what happened, and it's somewhat complicated, so here's sort of the short version of it. This past January, Jonathan's childhood home burned down, and one of his dogs died in the fire. For years before that, Jonathan and Tristan, the husband, had apparently dealt with homophobic neighbors who had threatened to burn it down multiple times. So this is the home he grew up in. There he is. He moves in with his husband. The neighbors are super homophobic and cruel and have been threatening to burn it down. On Sunday, and it did burn down in January. So it's been burned down. So on Sunday, Jonathan and Tristan go to the site of the former house to check on their mail and found, quote, the skull of one of our dogs and its harness placed in clear view. They were obviously distraught. There was a lot of yelling and crying. And that's when a man approached them and started yelling gay slurs at them. Then he raised a gun, pointed it at them, and opened fire. Tristan, the husband who survived this, says that Jonathan pushed him out of the way and ended up saving his life and was struck several times and died at the scene. Tristan, the husband, said, I was with him when he passed. I told him how much he was loved. The suspect is a 56-year-old named Sigfredo Alvarez Ceja, and was booked on a murder charge. And I mean, as I get more info on this, I'll let you know. I mean, it's kind of an out of the blue story, but this man was murdered on Sunday.
And they got Sigfredo.
They do have, they've booked him on murder charges. Well, and Tristan, who survived, was obviously able to go, that's the guy. Mm. Joss had already done some recording for the upcoming King of the Hill reboot, which I was weirdly just reading about like last week. I don't know if they'll end up using it, but there you go. King of the Hill actor Jonathan Joss shot and killed by his
neighbor. Were living somewhere else.
They were going
and only had come back to get their mail.
Yep. So awful. I know. Anyway, there's that. Moving on. Let's see here. There's a Manson. I do this story because we just watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Have you been reading? They're casting that now with David Fincher's taken over the script. Have you been seeing this?
What are they going to do? A series with it?
No, they're doing the second Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Brad Pitt as the star.
Oh, my God.
But David Fincher's... So, Quentin Tarantino wrote this script. Mm-hmm. He was in pre-production. And by the way, I don't know this because I didn't read it all because I figured Sarah would have it. But I was like, oh my God, they're still, they just put out, the thing I saw that made me look at it was casting news. And they showed this beautiful blonde I've never heard of who's just been cast in.
As Sharon Tate?
I don't know.
Okay.
Elizabeth Debicki.
You're finding it there.
Yeah.
That's the woman who's cast?
Yes.
I don't know her. You know her?
No.
Elizabeth Debicki. Anyway, they're saying that it's happening, that Quentin handed the script off to David Fincher. David Fincher's currently casting and in pre-production.
And Brad Pitt agreed?
Brad Pitt is in the movie
now. This will be the story of him maybe or maybe not killing his wife?
But it's already... Tarantino wrote it and decided not to make it his. It's such a weird thing.
It's like a drafted idea and now it's been taken over and is being made. Unbelievable.
I guess he doesn't want his last movie to be this.
He only wants to do 10 movies.
Right. And he'd also gotten rid of porn writer thing that he was doing.
Eliminating.
I don't know.
The opportunity. Like, don't say that, Quentin. When you're inspired, do something. Don't feel listen, I know you're listening, Quentin, obviously. Please don't limit yourself. You don't have to do any more at all, but you can do as much as you'd like to.
I thought Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was really good. And if they're going to go either down the road of what's that dude's deal or who knows where else, I'm in. And Fincher's a good director, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. What's that guy done?
Yeah, get me a list.
Seven? Did he do Seven?
I don't know. He's done.
Fight Club.
Oh, Fight Club.
Gone Girl.
Oh, Gone Girl was good.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, those were pretty good.
The Killer is the most recent one.
Okay, so there's a guy who, you know, has some cred.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Button.
He's done a ton of stuff with Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
That's maybe why Quentin would hand it off to him, like, because you got to get Brad to play that the Cliff Booth role.
Yeah.
I put the full story on your sheet if you want to look at it later.
Anyway, this morning, because we just had watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I saw that one of the Manson family members is being granted parole. I'm looking at pictures of them from back when this happened. And they are portrayed as far more good looking in the movie than they are in real life. They've been in prison for 55 years. So this is Patricia Krenwinkel. She's been granted parole. She helped kill 7 people and an unborn baby and scrawled Helter Skelter with her victim's blood. In case anybody missed that detail in the whole story of the Manson murders, Manson family murders. The California Parole Board commissioners granted parole for Manson family member Patricia Krenwinkel, who killed 7 people. And all others. She's 77. And she appeared at, this is her first parole hearing since Governor Gavin Newsom reversed a parole board's decision to set her free in 2022. He went, no. It was probably the right choice. She declined to speak during the 4-hour hearing, and they based their decision on the fact that clinicians found her to be a low risk of reoffending. And at 77, that's probably true. Still, though, die in prison, murderer.
Yeah, that is a real, I mean, I guess you just have to assume the parole board cares, and they've looked all the way through this whole storyline from beginning to end, and they feel like she's someone who...
Yeah.
I mean, what's she going to go out there and do, though?
I don't know. Nothing, I guess.
I mean, we're still going to, she's just going to collect Social Security and, I mean, that, you know what I mean? Like, we've been paying for her this whole time.
Right.
And now we'll pay for
like
her
some
more.
Like, how many more millions of dollars?
Will she go get a gig? I doubt
it. Not at 77.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess no.
Right.
I can't even imagine what a 77-year-old does. Like, okay, I'm out of prison. Now what do I do? Just lay down on the side of the road? Like, do we continue to care for her? Like, my feeling is next step hospice. Like, she's 77 and they kick her out of jail. No one's taking care of her anymore. No one's feeding her. Okay,
well,
good luck, lady.
I don't know what she's capable. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, that's why they let her out. It's like, cost us less. She just goes outside and lays down by the road. Terrible.
Well,
terrible.
If she does something, then that parole board's going to, you know, have to answer for it.
Right. Well, listen, if you see the 77-year-old lady who is a murderer coming at you, just run. Like, my guess is, maybe she, you know, worked out a lot in prison. Some people do.
Oh, my God. I've been working out trying to drop this weight, and I am so sore right now.
Oh, what have you been doing?
All weights.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You got a setup in your garage?
I do.
Oh.
Yeah, I was out
there
last
night. What kinds of stuff are you doing? You lay on a bench and do like
bench,
one thing on
legs,
your side?
Legs, this stuff, all kinds of stuff.
But
yeah.
You're not doing a regular, like, you got to spot me barbell.
I got dumbbells instead.
Okay. Yeah. That's
it's good. And so hopefully she is, well, I don't care about her.
Yeah, no. I hope she dies.
She should have stayed
really
in jail.
Soon. She's terrible. She killed, like, you know, we don't talk about the Sharon Tate murder and the other, there were 7 people and a baby. Like, the details of that it's horrendous. Like, I mean, I'm, you know, if you know, you know. If you don't know, don't read about it. It is truly the stuff of nightmares.
And by the way, the guy, he wasn't even there, was he?
Mm-mm.
So he sent his people out while he sat back and, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, there was no Manson on site. There were at least 3 girls. I don't see the full list. I don't know how many of the family were there, but I think it was 3 women.
So,
what do you got?
It was Tex Watson, Susan Adkins, Patricia Krenwinkel, Leslie Van Houten. And, there was, another murder that they were, the Bobby Boussoulet, he was convicted of murder of a music teacher, which was also associated with, you know, because of Manson. So.
But did some of the stuff, how one person decided I can't do this and went down, got in the car and drove away? Was that a real thing?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I read about this the first time I watched the movie, the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, because I hadn't, I didn't know much about
the Manson. You hear about the Manson murders,
but yes, there was one person who, I don't know if she got off totally or just a much reduced sentence time because she claimed like she drove the car, but then she didn't actually participate.
It might have been Leslie Van Houten. She was actually paroled in 2023.
Mm.
Mm. Well, anyway, it looks like one of these chicks, Patricia Krenwinkel, at 77 years old, she's out. So there you go. All right, Vince, what you got coming up?
From April Fools to real life after these.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Ma. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Benson Boone and Sean Mendez. All this week, listen on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 5.05 p.m., for the code word, and text that code word 20357. 20357. That's the number to text the code word to for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Benson Boone on October 1st at the Chase Center and Shawn Mendes on October 14th at the Frost Amphitheater, which we now know is what they call that place in Stanford. And I've seen the show there. It's beautiful. It's a great little spot. Courtesy of Golden Voice. You're going to love it.
Very nice. Two shows just for texting one word.
Driving in today.
Yeah.
I always love seeing the skyline here in downtown San Francisco, but there was this dark backdrop of clouds sort of overcast, but the sun was coming up in the East Bay. There weren't clouds there. So there was this really weird lit, like outlined all of the buildings,
oh,
despite the dark back. It looked so bitchin'.
Mm. This is a good time of year. And, I mean, the longest days haven't even gotten here yet.
And by the way, speaking of that, earlier 9 o'clock. There I was. I could hear, well, first of all, it was like 8 o'clock and the kids are outside playing. They're all screaming. They're playing like.
Why do kids have to scream so much?
I don't know, but they a lot. And a lot of them, I'm like, well, that's a Hassan. God, two of them out there. They're both screaming their heads off. I mean, there's others.
Well, they kind of get it, you know.
Yeah, I know. It comes
not
with
from
the,
their mom. That's
comes
for
with
sure.
The name, I guess. Anyway, they're out there running, playing, having a ball. Really neat to see. I mean, it's hard to sleep, but, you know, that comes with the territory. It's and then summer. We've got a basketball hoop in this little cul-de-sac. There was a dude out there shooting at 9 o'clock at night last night. So that.
Dunk, dunk. Dunk, boom, boom.
All you can, all I can, I was hoping for air ball, and but you know there it is, the noise.
Yeah, and we have a there's one in our cul-de-sac too, and sometimes it just reverberates through the house, and the kids all play, and what are you gonna do? Go out there and be like, it's 8:30, can you shut
yeah,
up?
No, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put a sign on it first that says this thing's hours are from, you know, till 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then if they continue to play, the actual rim of that thing is coming into my garage and they can figure it out from there. I mean,
yeah.
Dude.
Sure.
Okay, listen, Grandpa. I feel you.
Sorry, listen. I gotta sleep. Believe me.
Sleep is the most important thing.
And that hoop, I'll tell you what.
What?
Grandma. Or Whippersnapper is probably whatever.
You're young whippersnapper.
I'll push that down in front of your house and you can play all night.
Yeah.
Let's just do that. Mm. We'll push it down to your neighbor's neck of the neighborhood.
You've got it out
it's
front?
Not ours specifically, but it is in front of my house.
Oh.
Like our little cul-de-sac gets to hear that in stereo. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Fun,
I'm going to handle it. Don't worry.
Get off my lawn, kids.
I got
by
this, everyone.
It over, everyone. Pull anyway, the wheels off it.
Weather today, there's some clouds early, but there'll be plenty of sunshine, highs in the 70s, and even in some spots into the low 80s. So there's that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This story says, from April Fools to reality.
Okay.
Is it wrong?
I don't know yet.
6 years ago, Tinder pranked us with an April Fools joke about adding height verification features to bring honesty back to dating. You know, the old gotcha.
You said you were 5'10. Well, 5'4, 5'10. I mean, so close. You're only 5'2. What do you care?
That hasn't happened because it was a prank, but now they are testing a feature that allows people to filter by height.
Oh.
So they are enforcing what height you report. And they are allowing women to filter out short men.
Oh, that's like so sad.
It's not sad because guys will say, yeah, I don't want to date a fat chick or I don't want big boobs or I do want big boobs. Like everyone's allowed to like what they like. I think it's perfectly fair.
Mm. All right, yeah, okay. Sure.
Would you want to meet someone who goes, dude, I'm not going to bend down and kiss you? Like, the guy shouldn't want that. Why does he want a gotcha? Like the girl's going to be all, you said 5'10", you're 5'6". I'm not going to hang with you. Mm. You've just wasted your time.
I don't know.
So
I
pay the check and I'm out of
so
here.
Shallow. Like we should all just be going on only blind dates. Love is Blind. Is that the name of that show?
It's
where
not,
they don't
though.
See each other?
It's totally not.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something. You do have to give people a chance. I'm with you. It is true. We like what we like. We rule things out. But like John is a full inch shorter than I am.
Yeah.
And I knew him for years before we ever dated or were doing anything. And if I hadn't had that time to get to know him, I would have taken one look at him and been like, "That's a short guy. I don't know. I'm going to go out with that." But in the end, that does not matter. It didn't matter. Like he was just, he's everything. Like he's not, he didn't, that's not. So I feel like every dude should have that chance.
What did your mom say to you about dating a rich guy?
Said it's just as easy to fall in love with a rich guy as a poor guy.
Right.
And
is it wrong?
And she also was like, you want a tall guy. She would say that all the time. And I bring home John. I'm like, this is my guy right here. She's like, he's short.
And a musician.
I know. Oh, my God. The whole thing.
Well, anyway, Tinder says, this is part of a broader effort to help people connect more intentionally.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. I don't see a problem with it. I think you should date who... I wouldn't want to be with someone who was like, he doesn't check my boxes, but I don't have anybody better to hang with. Like, no.
I know. It's
how did I end up actually, that guy?
I think it's sort of a tough equation because really I think that people think they want certain things and feel like certain things are important when sometimes those things aren't important at all.
But
they have their preferences.
We've all, listen, I will defend women because I have certainly heard men talk about what they want or what they like. And there's no question it's superficial. So in the same way, people will say to a woman, you can't be that judgy. Yeah, they can. Yeah. And we if they want a tall guy or they want a guy with hair, I've certainly heard, I don't know if it was Yuzette, but I've certainly heard people say things like, at least he has all his hair. Okay, if that's what you want, you should get that. If it falls out, that's on you. You didn't look at the guy's line of, you know.
They say it's on the mother's side.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. Both my grandpas were bald. So it was, and my dad and my dad was too.
Right.
And when I had this long, luxurious hair, my dad would say, enjoy it. And I was like,
what do you know?
I'm busy with my hairdo. I can't even hear you because it's covering my ears.
I'm going flock of seagulls this season, Dad.
Anyway, so, you know, whatever. Tinder, going to be doing a height preference for the ladies.
You know, I read a ton of erotica and every dude in there. Well, first of all, they're all hung like gods, right? And then they're all like 6 foot five. And I can imagine that somebody who's like out there, they're like, they're people who don't exist really. And I really feel like our expectations From the beginning, from like the Disney princes to whatever you're reading, you know, the heroes of some story you're reading. Like, I don't know. I don't want to tell anyone to lower their expectations, but Jesus, you know, try to give somebody a chance on something based other than what they look like or what box you think they fit into. I never would have given John a second look if I didn't know him and get to know his personality.
See, you just said it.
Right. I'm saying it. I'm saying, though, that these people are ruling out all of these people who might, you know, have the key for you.
A person on social media said, it's so hypocritical that men are demonized for having preferences, but it's okay for women. Imagine it, Tinder added weight filters. Hold on. And I never got to date online. I don't mean that as if I'm, you know, had a strong desire for it, but I just mean I never did that. Mm-hmm. But I was with a friend and a couple friends actually who've done it. And they're like, let me check the Instagram. Let me cross-reference all these pictures with those.
Yeah.
They're checking those things in other ways in order to know if they really want to take this person out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of background work done, as much as possible, I guess, unless you've got no presence on Facebook, Instagram, yes. TikTok, yeah. Snapchat.
If people can, I would think, I honestly would have thought that people on a dating app would use like a fake name or, I don't know, sort of set up a firewall around them. Like, I don't necessarily want somebody that I do not know to be able to look through all my Instagram, Facebook, et cetera stuff. Like,
that's a really interesting point.
I just wouldn't want people to. I wouldn't want them to know, at least not my full name. Sarah C.
I don't know what they show on those.
I have no idea. It just feels like that feels. Maybe if you match with them, you get more info or something.
It's up to the person. I played around with Tinder a little bit when
please,
I.
Please go I, on. Let's hear all about it.
Got whatever I am. It's first names. And then, you know, if you reach out to somebody, you can probably ask them.
So if you're talking with someone, you're setting up a date, then you would say, let me see your Instagram.
I mean, I would be uncomfortable asking that. Like, I think you need to meet somebody in person before you decide.
I feel the same way.
Yeah. And most people, you know, at least most women keep their Instagrams private. Mm. So,
I don't know.
They have to accept you. So you have to be like, accept me so I can check out what you look like before we go on a date.
Of all of us, you're the one most likely to be using these things right at this point, right? Like, Bob's about to get married, yeah, and Vinny and I are already off the market. So
I gave up on the Tinder thing within a couple weeks. But I just.
What do you think about these parameters? And so, like, would you then sit there and go, well, she can't be taller than this, and she can't be shorter than that, and she can't be fatter than this or thinner than this? Like, I don't know. Like, would you?
Yeah.
Sit, you would?
Yeah. I mean, you want somebody that you're physically attracted to.
Would you lie about any of your stuff?
I would lie, if anything, about height, but I'm 5'9", which is kind of average, but, you know, it's not great, you know. A lot of women want somebody taller.
That's what inspired the story.
But if I lie, then I show up on the date, and they're going to be like, wait a minute, come over here. You got to be this height to ride this ride, baby. And you know, I wouldn't want that.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? This is what I think. Maybe part of the problem is with that. Like, did you say you met your husband in the wild? Was that the...
Yes.
Like, I actually feel like that is where...
I love that.
The best matches get made. And I get that. People, they want to hook up or they want to date. They want to... This is a way to do that. But it really does feel like, wow, this is... There's no chance for, like, that catch of an eye and the chemistry that, you know, the heart flutter that you get sometimes.
But I get it. I work, you know, quite a few jobs, and it's just, you know, I'm not out there, mm-hmm, you know, like, you know, so I'm not like out there.
Well, you will be.
Well, and I've, you know.
People have needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Men have even more needs than people.
Well, that's what hookers are for.
Sex is that what they're for?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
And there'll be some Monday I won't show up for work. I'm like, he's in the clink hooking up with the old prostitutes.
Is John Doe there, please?
Sex workers, excuse me.
Yeah. Well, they are prostitutes, but it's, you know, it is all sex work. You should be allowed to do what you want, legally and safely.
707 says, Vinny, no one gets to try online dating. It's a have to if you want
to
meet
people. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that's like a man versus woman thing? Like, it seems like dudes do kind of enjoy the whole, like, hey, you know, like the guy that... that Vihail was dating for a while, like she would go to his house and bring food and they would do stuff and then she would leave. Like, it seems great for the dude.
I think that it's, there are plenty of people that do that numbers game.
Yeah.
Like, I knew a guy who did the numbers game when he, in real life, he just,
carcass.
It wasn't that. It was just everywhere he went. He was like, hey, how you doing? And so that was happening in the car, at stoplights, at parties, on the beach. He just did that everywhere. I think it's a numbers game. And if you can do that numbers game without leaving your house,
yeah,
why wouldn't you?
You wouldn't. You wouldn't leave your house.
So
and
there you are.
They're going to bring you dinner now, too.
On the app. And somebody's thirsty. And you're like, yeah, if you want to come over and bring a pizza, that yeah. sounds great.
Here's what I like for toppings.
Well, like,
wait
see
a
you soon.
I don't like. You like mushrooms? Never mind.
Yeah. We're done here. I think we're done here. Nice talking to you.
Anyway, I don't know. I really, it's very interesting. But women are now going to be able to, on Tinder, weed out people that don't meet their height requirement. Someone else wrote in and says, Match.com has had parameters for years. Age, fitness, height, politics.
Oh. See, I'd be much more interested in someone's politics than how tall they were. I mean, I think I would. I'm not on dating, so maybe I would be totally shallow.
In
like,
this story,
6'5".
In this story, they say, by the way, dating apps have always been brutal. This is just another step that direction, but there's never been kind.
Yeah.
You seem nice.
There's none of that anymore. Just in the wild. I think like, I feel like people now who meet someone in the wild, like that's going to be a thing to hang your hat on. You know, like,
I think it's been for a long time. I think it's just, it's nice though that the online meet doesn't have the same stigma that it once did.
No.
Because when we were young,
it was like, what?
And that
you
was just happening,
line?
It seemed like, what kind of desperate puke is online trying to meet people?
Right. I know.
Yeah, I did match got it. When it first came out before I met Shauna and
that's been around for a long time.
Yeah, it's been around for a
Aren't
long
you guys
time.
Married for like 20 years?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it wasn't a long run on there, but yeah, it'd be kind of like, where did you meet this person? And we just say we met at a bar.
Oh.
You'd say you met in
the wild.
Yeah.
We met when we were both handling melons at Safeway.
That's a nice meet cute.
I'm a recent widow, says 510. I met my husband in the wild 30 years ago.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
I'm with Sarah. Online dating seems so shallow based on a picture and write-up. I'll continue to try and meet someone in the wild. And that's probably how you will. I think that if you're open to that and you're...
You got
to
be out in the world
doing
stuff,
though.
You
got to say hi to people. Yeah. You got to, I mean... It's one of
Take
those
care
things.
Of the things you're interested in. Do those things. Be out there doing them. Find things to be interested in. And then you're just, even if you don't find someone, which maybe or maybe not your goal, at least you're out there doing something that enriches your life and makes you happy rather than just sort of desperately scrolling through and liking and disliking.
I do think that if you know, giving someone a chance is a cool thing. And I know what Sarah's saying is sort of like, well, that's the kind, you know, smart thing to do. And you were even kind of saying, I don't want you to settle, but if your standard is Prince Charming, they don't have those.
There aren't the
stores
right,
are fresh
few.
Out of Prince Charming's big time.
Right.
They're gone. There's none.
Right.
So lowering your standards is one thing maybe, but then, you know, being married to someone like 3 years in, whatever, and now you're all, I hate kissing short guys.
I could have done so much better than this.
Don't settle for that. If that's one of your real big sticking points, you don't, then don't.
Now you're married. You got to make it work. Come on.
No, what?
Put some work into that. You got to try. You're married.
Put these lift shoes on, please.
Fine. Whatever it takes, wherever it breaks.
I buy you these creepers. They have 4-inch heels. You know.
Yes, I hear you.
So that you can stand over me when you kiss me. Whatever.
Just get up on one stair higher.
Oh. So you only kiss in the stairway.
Yeah. That's where I kiss John mostly. Oh. Get up one stair. Or I get up one stair and I look down at him. I'm like, John.
And you're into that.
No, I don't care.
Anyway, I don't know how, but I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash?
Wow. That was that all the April Fool's joke thing? That was a good topic, man.
That blew right pat like through my break.
That was solid. Well, in a second, we have our first set of Benson Boone, Shawn Mendes tickets for today and the most popular Pixar movies after this.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.